Okay, Chevra, even though we spoke about this Rashi in the longer shir, as we said, this is the Rashi of the Parsha. So there's never enough Pirushim on this Rashi. The Rashi of Ayas Kein Aaron, that Aaron did exactly what Hashem told him in lighting the menorah. And Rashi very strangely says, La'hagid shvachol shal Aaron shalosh shina, to praise Aaron that he didn't change, he didn't do anything differently than was told to him. And everybody asks, Pashit, it doesn't make any sense. Why would Rashi give us such a shevach of Aaron that he doesn't change? Would anyone change what Hashem told him to do? Hashem told him to do it this way, of course he's going to do it that way. That's not such a, like, godless of such a tzaddik. Shaloshina, he didn't change. What does that mean? So I saw a tremendous idea, very deep idea from the Halakha Tiferes Shmuel, Tiferes Shmuel of Alexander. So he said as follows. He says there are two types of tzaddikim. He says one tzaddik is a tzaddik that sits and learns mamish amelz b'toira and davins tremendous kavana, but mamish very little, if any, interaction with the rest of the world. It's all shem shemayim. It's all the Eibishter. Sits in a corner of the medrash, closes himself out to the world. It's like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the Ma'ara, but his entire life. His entire life. So, kulo l'Hashem, no interaction with other people. This is another tzaddik. Another tzaddik, that's the tzaddik of tzaddik katomer yifrach. What I mean by that is, I'll never forget, and I've shared this before from Rav Meir Golvich Shlita. What does it mean the tzaddik should be like a tomar, like a date tree? So he was once by a date orchard in Eretz Yisrael, and he asked the farmer, tell me something special about farming date trees, palm trees. He says, I'll tell you one thing. If you plant one tree by itself, it will grow, but the dates won't be juicy and delicious. It's only when you have many, many date trees together, be'achdus, that's when the dates are juicy and delicious. Rav Goldach said he understood for the first time tzaddik atomar yifrach. A tzaddik is like a tamar like a date tree, meaning should be together with others, lifting up others, being mechazik others, teaching Torah to others. Even when it means sometimes going to places a tzaddik doesn't want to be, out of the Beis Medrash, out of the Beis Knesses, to be there for other yidden and lift them up, and be mechazish others, and have an effect on others. That's a different type of tzaddik. Very special type of tzaddik. And that we know is the tzaddik of Aaron. Aaron HaKoyen was, as we know, Oyev Sholom V'Roidev Sholom. Oyev HaSabrios U'Mekarvim L'Torah. He wasn't just in his corner in the Kodesh Kedoshim. One day a year he was, but one day a year. The rest of the year he was out, being Mashbia, being Mechazik, lifting up other Jews. From whatever place they were in, and he went down to them to lift them up. Wherever they were. And he wasn't afraid of that. And he understood that a true tzaddik, a true Baal Yerushalayim, a true Oyev Hashem, and Oyev Yisrael, is not going to be chaser one drop from that. Ke'emachzer l'reiv. You're not going to lose that one drop. Even though you might think, but I'm not in the Beis Medrash as much. I'm not in the Beis Knesses as much. You might think, I'm going to lose out a ton. I'm chaser. Pumfakert. You're not going to lose one drop. And he understood that. I'll never forget when years and years ago, one of the times when I entered Reb Chaim Knievsky Shlita, and this was a few years into teaching when I started seeing and understanding for the first time, which I never understood going into Chinuch, how much time it is to be with Talmidim, to give to Talmidim, if you're really a Rebbe that cares and not just there to, you know, check that you showed up to Shir and do your own thing. If you really care about Talmidim, want to be there for Talmidim, and then you over the years, the growth of the amount of Talmidim that you have, and people reaching out. And I went to Reb Chaim Knievsky, I said, there's so much time, people are calling with for Eitzah, to want to meet, to want to do this. And then the high school guys just wanting to talk. I said, but what about, how do I balance that with my own learning? And first he said, all the time that you're with them, all the time that you do and you're giving, it's all Torah, it's all learning. I have this whole conversation on videotape. So it's all Torah. So then I said, Rebbe, and I explained that my Talmidim in high school, they're not always asking halachic shailas. I explained it to him a little bit the way I could. So he looks at me, he says, this is also a very big mitzvah. The Gamke Mitzvah Gedola. So then I said, Rebbe, but if I answer every single phone call and everything every day, it could be days I wouldn't learn 1 minute. I said, so tell me, how much should I make sure to learn, because itim, to balance that? This is Reb Chaim Knievsky, who we know goes through Kol HaTorah Kula twice a year, right? Mamish, Reb Chaim looks at me, the Sar Shel Torah. He says, just try to learn a little. That's what he said. What was he saying? He was saying to give to others, be there for others, you're not going to lose anything. That's what the Eibishter wants. And that was Aaron HaKoyin. We all know, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the Pasuk says that the Neshama is compared to a candle. So Aaron HaKoyin is the one who's told that you're the one that's going to light the candles. Ba'alayfcha, to lift up, Oyla Aliyah, it's Aneros. Lift up the candles. What does it mean, light the candles? Lift up other neshamos. Be mashpia mechazik others. Care for others. Be there for others. Don't only worry about your own learning and your own davening. Care to be makari of others, to give to others, to learn with others, to spend time with others. And you have to believe that and know that. Lahagit shvachol shel Aaron, liyaskin Aaron, Shaloshina. The greatest Shevach is a true tzaddik that does that. Shaloshina. Not that he didn't change what he was going to do. Shaloshina, he didn't change himself. He didn't drop one drop in his tzidkus. He did what he's supposed to. Hashem said, your job is to lift up others. And Loshina, it's MS. He didn't change one drop in being the tzaddik that he was. It didn't lower him one drop than if he would have been in the base medrash the entire time. That's the void of a yid. To be there for another yid, to care for another yid, and realize you're not going to lose that. There'll be no chisaron, lo shina. You're not going to change one drop. Tzadik hatamer yifrach. We should all be such tzadikim, and follow in the footsteps of Aaron HaKoyin. And then we'll be zoiche to be mashlim, and we'll be zoiche finally to do what the Rabbanu Shalom, the Takana Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from the sinas chinam of second base Hamikdash. Be zoiche gula shleima. Meher b'yemenu b'shiach zakenu b'meher v'amish. Have a hail of Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh